flown. I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers.
And you are listening to Radio Masterpieces on Valley 103.1, serving Duval, Carnation, and Redmond Ridge.
Hello, cutie. What's your name?
Fresh. I don't talk to strangers.
I'm no stranger. Been waiting every evening for you to walk by.
Well, keep waiting. I'm still walking.
What's your name?
None of your business.
Pretty name. I'll just call you Linda.
Well, how did you guess?
We pass on the street. My heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
Well, this is where I live.
Could I see you again sometime?
Maybe.
How about Saturday night?
Well...
Shall I pick you up at 8?
Okay.
Oh, boy, that's a date.
Goodbye now.
So miracles do happen. And now my lucky stars begin to shine. With one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
This is Bruce Kaplan welcoming you back to another episode of Radio Masterpieces, where each week we give you two of the best mysteries from the golden age of radio. Tonight we begin with a great episode of suspense starring the wonderful actor of stage, screen, radio, and TV, Archibald Leach. Oh, that's right. He did change his stage name to Cary Grant. Our second mystery is suspenseful too. Recently I was in Palm Springs and I had dinner with an old friend. This gentleman retired from Costco with a very high position. Recently, he was elected to the board of an FM station, just like Valley 103.1. He explained to me that these entities allow for community involvement so that the programming can be related to the local population's wishes and desires. If you go online and look for valley1031.org, you'll immediately come to their great website. Once you're on it, you can stream many past shows, and also if you're able, you can donate funds to keep this great radio station on the air. To me, the most amazing part of the technology of today is that you can stream Valley 103.1 almost anywhere. Well, now it's time to listen to our great programs. Before I do, I want to wish the happiest of birthdays today to my daughter Rachel, who lives in New Jersey. Mom and I love you and hope to see you soon. Again, we'll now go into our programs. You can always reach me at bruce@radiomasterpieces.com. Just have a wonderful weekend.
Tonight, The Black Curtain, starring Cary Grant.
All right, gangway, let the doc through.
Oh, I see it happen, Mr. Policeman. He was running, and boy, he really gave himself a clunk on the beam.
Get back there now.
Oh, my head.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
His wallet fell out of his pocket, and a big boy grabbed it and ran away.
Back, everybody, back. Give the doctor room.
No, I'm okay. Never mind, Doc, I'm okay. There seems to be nothing much the matter with you, sir.
No, I'm all right.
Guess I can talk to him now, Doc?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, officer. Just a bad bump on the head, I think. Yeah, you're all right. You're all right. You can walk now, can't you? Sure, sure. Here, let me brush you off.
Oh, thanks. I'll be fine. Hey, wait a minute. What am I doing with an overcoat on?
All right now, mister. Just so they got it on the blotter. What's your name and where do you live?
Townsend. Frank Townsend, 820 Rutherford Street.
Here, have a cigarette. You're still shaking.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't smoke.
Okay. Well, I'll be getting back. Drop in at the receiving hospital if you want us to check you out.
Yes, I will.
Hey, here's your hat, mister. I found it.
Thanks, kid.
That's all now. Come on, move along. This guy's all right. Oh, thanks, son. Thanks. Hey, sorry about the fella that got your wallet. Anyway, here's your cigar case, Mr. Townsend. Oh. I found it right alongside you.
But I don't own a case. No, besides, look at the initials, DN.
I don't know, same initials in the hat. See? DN.
Yes, but this isn't my hat.
Huh. Don't you even know your own hat, mister?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Where is this?
What?
Well, this street.
You're on Tillery Street.
Tillery Street? What am I doing on Tillery Street?
He's lost.
All right now, sir. Look, my suggestion is that you go on home and go lie down. It's cold. Starting to snow again.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't leave me. Tell me, what happened?
Well, you slipped on this icy sidewalk. Fell down, hit your head good and hard on the curb. You're up about 20 minutes.
Wait. Ice on the sidewalk?
Look at it. That street cleaning department ought to clear away that snow, too.
But snow and ice?
Sure, why?
Snow in July?
July? It's December. December 1944.
1944?
You better get on home, son. Good night.
1944? December 1944? The last I remember was July 1941. 3 years just gone. Amnesia. A black curtain comes down over your mind out of nowhere. That black curtain had been over my eyes for 3 years. Where had I been? Who had I been? I hadn't been Frank Townsend. I'd been someone else. DN. Someone whose initials were DN. I walked along Tillery Street thinking about it. Those 3 years. Well, I could have been married. I could have been a thief. Something made me turn around on the street for a moment. And that was when I first saw him. Gray eyes. He'd been talking to the cop who took my name. He looked up as I did. And then he started to walk rapidly in my direction. I backed away instinctively. Something about him spelled trouble. He caught me.
Hey!
Came forward.
Hey, you! Stop! Stop, Townsend! Stop! Townsend!
Instinctively, I knew I should run. Get away from
him. Hey, you!
I looked back as I rounded the corner. He had a gun in his hand. He raised it. Then I turned and ran for my life. Why was that man following me with a gun? What did Gray Eyes want with me? I must have done something. I had to get away, someplace to be safe and think. I beat it down into the subway and hid. For 2 hours I stayed down there. I thought it all out carefully during those 2 hours. I knew I was on the spot for something. Gray Eyes meant business. What could it be? Who had I been during those last 3 years with that black curtain in front of them? Well, maybe I'd been a gangster, and he was one of a mob that wanted to rub me out. I didn't know. No identification, my wallet stolen, nothing in my pockets that would help. Just DN in the hat, and DN on the cigar case. DN. My head was aching with worry. My stomach had panic in it. I had to find out who I'd been, what I had done. But how? Where? Tillery Street. That's where I'd been when I woke up. Tillery Street. Well, maybe Gray Eyes would go back there too, looking for me. But I had to take that chance. Tillery Street.
Yes?
Oh, good evening, Pop.
Hello. Oh, hello there.
Oh, Oh, you know me.
Sure. Couldn't see under that hat at first. What can I do for you?
Have you got an evening paper I could look at?
No, sorry. Never read them. Too much trouble in the world these days, anyhow. Say, how you been? You haven't been around 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, no? Well, I've been busy. Oh, look, Pop.
Yeah?
I made a bet with a friend of mine that even though you see so many customers, you'd walk right up and give me my full name.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't know it. I don't think I ever heard your name.
Oh.
But I know your girl.
My girl?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now maybe I can still win my bet.
Why, of course. Ruth lives right across the street at Tillery Apartment.
Oh, well, that's right. Ruth. But now, what apartment?
Apartment 3C, of course.
3C.
Don't I take the sandwiches up there every night?
3C. Yeah. Yes, well, thanks.
Will you win your bet, mister?
Huh? Oh, yes, I think I will.
What is your name, so as I'll know it next time?
I'll tell you tomorrow. I hope.
So long.
So long, Pop. Obviously.
What's the matter? Drop something?
No, nothing. Nothing. Just tying my shoe. I'd just been going to walk out when I saw him, standing across the street. Gray eyes again. I ducked down behind the store window and watched him. He looked over in my direction, and then up and down the street. And then he lit a cigarette and strolled down to the corner. The minute he disappeared, I yanked the door open, dashed out, and ran across the Tillery Apartments and went in.
Who is it?
Ruth?
Yes?
It's me.
Dan! Oh, Danny, where have you... Get in here. Oh, darling, it's really you. I thought...
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, Danny, why did you come here? He's been around twice today. He may be in the neighborhood right now, for all you know.
Yes, who?
Who? Well, Slattery, of course.
Slattery. Oh. Has he got gray eyes?
What? Yeah. Did you ever see a detective that didn't?
No. Oh, sure, sure.
Danny, what's the matter with you?
Detective.
You're acting so strangely.
Well, I just want to look at you.
You seem so different, so far away. You haven't kissed me.
Well, that's easily fixed.
Oh, darling, where have you been for 3 weeks?
Oh, all around. Miss me?
Oh, you know I did. Danny, do you think we could get away tonight? I've got $3,000 saved up. We could go to Mexico or South America and we could get married. Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Nearing, tour of the world.
Daniel Nearing. Oh, Mr. and Mrs.
Sounds plenty good to me.
Yeah. Oh, you'll never know how good.
And we'll get out of here tonight. I'll call up and tell them I'm quitting my job. I'll say I'm sick. All my stuff's here. Nothing's out there but a couple of uniforms. I'll make Ada and Franklin a present of those.
Ada and Franklin?
Oh, don't you bother your head about those two. Maybe they weren't glad when it happened. A couple of vultures. Bye to them. Oh, with you back, Danny, with you back. Just think, with my $3,000, we
could... Well, do you think you ought to quit your job?
Well, absolutely, I think so. I never was cut out to be a nurse, anyway.
No, you weren't. Any more than I was...
Any more than you were meant to be a secretary.
That's right. I never wanted to be a secretary. I just drifted into it, I guess. It kind of got on my nerves, especially toward the end. The boss was no cinch to work for.
Oh, he certainly wasn't. He was a rat. Oh, the whole Dietrich bunch are mean, rotten, whole family.
Yeah, that's right.
All except the old man.
Oh, the old man. Yes. I sort of liked him, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. He loves you too, Danny. I think he wished you'd been his son. Poor old man. He's the only reason I've stuck around out there this long.
Mm-hmm. How are things out there?
Oh, they've been questioning all of us. They've laid off lately, though, since you... Oh, don't let's talk any more about it. You're back, that's the main thing. I want to forget New Jericho and the whole...
New Jericho, huh?
Yes. Oh, Danny, if only it hadn't happened.
What hadn't?
You know what. Danny, what's going to become of you and me?
I wish I knew.
Danny, get away from that window. Leave that shade down.
He's down there.
Who?
Gray eyes. He's standing in front of the hydrant. He's coming in here. In the building.
Oh, did he see you?
Look, Ruth, will you help me?
What are you going to do?
Give myself up.
No! No!
Well, it's better than getting shot at. What can they do to me?
You crazy fool, they can send you to the chair.
The chair?
Well, what do you think happens to a man when he's guilty of murder?
Murder? Ruth, listen to me. I'm not a murderer. But the whole world says I committed murder. I say I didn't. The me that's in me says I didn't.
I never said your word, Danny. I always said you didn't do it. But they found the body and they... Oh, only you hadn't run away.
Oh, so that's it.
All right, Nearing. Open up.
Oh, why did you come here, Danny? Why? Why?
Ruth, quick. We've got to get out of here. How about the fire escape? Shaft, dumbwaiter.
Dumbwaiter. Oh, in here.
Lock that kitchen door, quick. Get in. I'll stand on top and work the ropes.
I don't think it can hold us both.
It's got to. So, can you hear me?
Yes, Danny. Danny, what do we do?
We're going back there to New Jericho.
New Jericho? Oh, no, Daddy, don't. No, please. For me, don't.
I've got to find out. Oh. We're going together.
No, Danny, no. I've got the money. We can get out of here.
Now, stop it.
Oh, Danny, my arm. Ouch. You're hurting me.
From here on in, we're sticking together. You're going to take me back there, Ruth. Back where it happened.
All right, Dolly. Crazy, but I'll go wherever you go. I can't lose you again.
On the train, Ruth and I said very little to each other. While I'd hidden the telephone booth at Pennsylvania Station, she'd bought us a couple of cheap overcoats. I sat hunched up in mine, thinking. Ruth had brought along the newspaper clippings. I looked at what they said for the 20th time, trying to see if there was anything there that would help me. Dietrich Slayer's sword, it said. Secretary wanted in brutal slaying at suburban estate. Police suppressing the search for Daniel Nearing, secretary in the employ of the late John Dietrich, 58, member of a well-known local family, who was shot and killed in the drawing room of his New Jericho estate on the morning of November the 7th. Nearing disappeared November the 7th, on the morning of which date he is known to have had a bitter quarrel with the deceased. This last was attested to at the inquest by Ada and Franklin Dietrich, widow and brother of the murdered man. Well, I had all the facts now. Wanted for murder. And yet everything that was in me told me that no matter who I'd been, however many memories I had lost, that I was no killer. And I just couldn't.
Go Jericho!
I had to get into the Dietrich house and stand again in that room where it had all happened. Maybe something would come back to me. Maybe there would be something.
Go Jericho!
I couldn't see you. Ada and Franklin just left. Drove down to the village.
Did they say anything about you being out here on your day off?
Yeah, Ada made some crack. But I said I had nothing to do in town and came out to write some letters.
Let's go, then.
Oh. Danny, I'm scared. Please, let's not stay here.
Now, you said you loved me.
I do, Danny, I do. That's why I'm scared. They're only going to the village. They'll be back in half an hour at the most.
Open the door, Ruth. Hurry. I've got to see the inside. That room, the place where it happened.
No, it's wrong, Danny. I'm telling you, you're crazy. They'll find you.
Now open the door, Ruth. Quickly. All right. Now, let's have a look at that room.
Please, Danny, don't talk about it, please.
So this is where I'm supposed to have murdered John Dietrich?
Danny, please.
Where was it? Show me exactly where it was, Ruth. I've got to know.
Was there, right there. He was standing by the grandfather's clock when he... Are you going crazy, Danny? If they get you, you'll hang.
By the clock. You still believe me, don't you, Ruth?
I believe you, Danny, but I'm scared. I love you.
Wait, Ruth. What's that? Listen.
That's only the old man. He's asleep in that room off there. Don't go in there, Danny. Don't, please, you'll wake him.
I want to see him.
No, don't, Danny. No, he can't help you. You know he's paralyzed and he can't talk.
Turn on the light. I want to see him.
There, you woke him. It's me, Mr. Dietrich. Ruth. This is Danny. You remember Danny, don't you?
Hello, Mr. Dietrich.
see him. His eyes are shining.
Yes. Tell me, was he here when it happened?
You know that, Danny. Why do you ask such funny questions? He's been in bed here for 5 years.
Yes? Well, that mirror on the wall here. That clock. Look! You can see the grandfather's clock in the other room.
What are you getting at, Danny?
Well, he could see it. The old man could see the murder through the mirror. Oh, if he only could talk.
But he can't talk. You scare me, Danny. Don't...
He saw the man who killed John Dietrich. Look, he understands what I'm saying. He's blinking his eyes.
Oh, stop torturing him, Danny. Can't you see what you're doing to him?
He's trying to say something. Look, his eyes are blinking. He's going to help me. Go outside and watch, Ruth. Go on.
I'll watch out of the entranceway. Be careful, Danny. They'll be back any minute.
Leave me alone with
them. I'll call if I hear them coming.
Look now, Mr. Dietrich, don't be afraid. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'd like you to answer me. Are you trying to tell me something about the murder? Now, blink your eyes. Blink twice if you are. That's it. Once, twice. That's good. Did you see it happen? Here, in your mirror? Blink once if the answer is no. Twice if the answer is yes. Once, twice. You did, huh? You saw it. All right, Mr. Dietrich. Now then, is the murderer in this house?
Danny, Danny, they're coming. Franklin, Nader, get out of here and hide. Run, Danny, run!
Is the murderer in this house? Blink once for no, twice for yes. Yes, in this house.
Danny, Danny, they're coming.
Wait, wait, I've almost got it. Mr. Dietrich, was it me? Once for no, twice for yes. Was it me?
Get out of here, Danny, into the big room there, behind the curtains. I'll talk to them.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Dietrich. I'll be back.
Ruth? Ruth, is that you in Father's room?
Yes, Mrs. Dietrich.
Are you here alone?
Why, yes. Why?
We thought we heard voices. What are you so jittery about, Ruth?
I'm tired, that's all. May I go to bed now?
Father's still awake, Ruth.
Well, he'll go to sleep, all right. I'm going upstairs, Mrs. Dietrich, now.
Good night, Ruth.
Good night.
She's brought someone back here with her. It's him, I think.
Who? Dan? Oh, Franklin.
Take it easy, darling. Take it easy. If he's here, we'll get him.
After the evidence we gave against him at the hearing. Oh, I'm scared. Let's get out of here fast. I'll go to the village for the police.
No, no. Call the police. Here, I'll do it. Hello? Hello? It's too late. It's dead. The wires have been cut. Come on, we'll both drive to the village.
But he may be waiting for us out by the car. What? Oh. What are you doing there, Franklin?
I think I might just need my gun. Come on, let's be on our way.
The moment they left the house, I made for the old man's room. I called for Ruth, but she was gone. Maybe Franklin and Ada had caught her after she cut the telephone wire, but I couldn't wait. My life was hanging on minutes now. I shot the flashlight on the old man's face again. Now, Mr. Dietrich, you're helping me fine. You know I'm trying to save my life, don't you? Now, the murderer. Was it me? Was it me who did it? Me, Danny Nearing. Blink once for no. Once! You're sure? You're sure it wasn't me? Oh, you're smiling, Mr. Dietrich, smiling. Now, it was somebody in this house. And who was it? Oh, can't you make a sound? Help me, you've got to. Was it Ada? Twice for yes, once for no. Once, not Ada. All right, then. Was it Franklin?
Up with the hands, Gary, or you'll never go to trial.
Franklin, wait a minute, you've got to listen. You've got to.
Drop that flashlight. So you're trying to kill the old man, too, eh? The murderer returns to the scene of his crime.
You know I didn't kill him.
Tell it to the police. They'll have him here in a couple of minutes. Where's your girlfriend, Ruth?
She's not here. I don't know where she went.
Never mind. They'll find her. You're a dead duck, Nearing. You killed my brother and beat it. What did you ever get out of it? That's always puzzled me.
You killed your brother, and now you're going to kill me.
You've gone nuts, too. Why should I kill my own brother, you idiot?
To get his share of the estate and his wife, Ada, among other things. But you can't stop with killing me. Someone else knows the truth. The old man saw it in the mirror.
What?
Yes. You'll have to kill your own father,
the
too.
The old man saw it. How do you know?
He told me.
You're lying. He can't talk. He can't even move.
He can hear. And he can blink his eyes. Come over here. Look.
Look here. You are...
Oh,
Rose!
I had to do it. I heard him. He was going to kill you. Here's the gun, Daddy. Take it. You'll be all right.
Ruth, you shouldn't have done that. In another minute. Why, I'm not sure it was Franklin.
Oh, Dad, please, let's run for it. They'll be here in a second. It's your last chance. They'll all swear you did it.
Not if I can be with the old man another half a minute. Mr. Dietrich, it's Danny again.
No, Danny, don't.
Tell me, Mr. Dietrich, was it Franklin? Did Franklin kill your son, John? Blink once if he did. Well, what's the matter, Mr. Dietrich? Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. Well, why are you afraid? Oh, he's afraid, Ruth. Oh, it's this gun. Here, take the gun, Ruth. You take it. He's afraid. I'm not going to hurt you, Mr. Dietrich. What's the matter? Why did you answer me? Who killed John Dietrich? It wasn't me. It wasn't Ada. It wasn't Franklin. But someone in the house. Was it Ruth? Ruth! You!
I told you not to come. Oh, I love you, Danny. I wanted you. I wouldn't have let them get you.
Oh, why, Ruth? Why did you kill John Dietrich?
He was always after me. He wouldn't leave me alone. I hated him. And then at night he came at me, threatened me, that he'd kill me. He couldn't have me. Nobody could. He had a gun, Danny, and I got it away from him. He hit the clock. He leaned against it. I thought he'd never fall down. Die. It was the day you ran away, and I was crazy. They thought it was you, and they started looking.
You? Why was it you?
I love you, Danny. I love you. I begged you not to come back here.
Ruth, please, put down that gun.
No. Stand back, Danny. Stay over there. I just want to look at you. I was hoping we could get away together. But you've been through enough, Danny. And all because of me. Now you're clear, Danny. And this is going to clear me. Darling.
Ruth! Dear! Ruth! Well, that's about all there is to tell. I've tried to put it all behind me, to resume my life where it left off 3.5 years ago. Sometimes when it gets toward evening, I go and walk along Tillery Street. And once in a while, somebody I don't know, will say, "Hello, Danny." And I just say hello and walk on. I don't want to find out anything more. I want it all to die away and be still. And it will. All except Ruth. Because somewhere behind that black curtain, I was loved. And loved someone. We must have known a love that I'll never know again.
Lord of the Boom, Dennis McGay. And Sir Zine McClick to you, Anthony Kinder.
Now, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, just shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, "O'Leary, look out!" Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy!
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
"For goodness sake, now do I smell perfume?"
Before you could start your chew in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got to the Irish up, Clancy
lowered the boom, 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 boom.
O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before he could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy!
Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Cato Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Sure, it's the grandest sight you ever did see when Asa McJolson lowered the boom.
Valley 103.1.
Murder without crime.
Just a minute, dear's the phone. Sit down while I answer.
I can only stay a few minutes, Stephen. It's 1 a.m.
That's long enough for a drink, Grandma, darling.
Are you thirsty?
I'm always thirsty. Hello? Hello? Whoever it was hung up. Must have been a wrong number. I probably got tired of waiting. What are you staring at, darling?
That picture on the mantelpiece. It wasn't here the last time I was here. That's Jan, your wife, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it's a picture, Jan, taken just before she left me.
Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about her. Turn on the radio, darling. I feel like music. Something soft and sweet to fit my mood.
Sure. Come and sit on the ottoman with me.
Oh, darling, this is so wonderful. Soft light, sweet music. Whom do you love?
You.
Oh, let me hear you say it.
I love you.
Say it with more passion.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
I wanted you to act more like a lover, not like a caveman. You keep that up, I'll go upstairs to your landlord for protection.
Ah, Matthew will do you no good. You are entirely in my power. Oh, darling, I love you more than anything in the world.
More than you loved your wife?
Jan? She means nothing to me anymore. Oh, now what? Turn off the radio, darling.
All right.
Hello?
Stephen, this is Jan.
Jan?
Stephen, what's the matter?
Matter? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Are you alone?
Yes, yes, of course.
Darling, speak louder. I can't hear you.
I said I am alone.
Then could you meet me?
Where are you?
I'm at the Nelson Hotel.
All right, I'll be right over.
Stephen, do you love me?
You know I do. I always have.
Darling, do you want me to come home?
Yes, dear, but I'll come and get you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Stephen. I'll be waiting.
Who was that?
Why,
it was
a...
Jan, wasn't it?
Yes.
Is she coming back to you?
Well, she wants to.
Oh, she does. And all she has to do to have you running in dizzy circles is drop on Dickel and the pay telephone.
Now, look, darling, I hate to have to ask you to do this specially tonight, but I'm afraid we'll have to call it off.
Really?
Now, please don't make a scene. I'm sorry, darling, but you'd better go home. I'll phone you later.
No. She'll not get you back. I won't give you back to her without a fight. I won't leave.
Perhaps I can change your mind. I'll write out a check for you.
A check? You think you can buy me off? All you have to do is to run to your checkbook.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. It was rotten of you. Grenna, what are you doing? Don't take that dagger off the wall. Leave it alone.
All right, Steve. Go ahead. Go ahead, beat your wife. Tell her how you love her. How you've always loved her. Meet her. But when you come back, I'll be dead.
My dear, you're not doing your nightclub act now, you know. And be careful with that dagger. It's sharp, even if it is old.
I said I'd rather die than give you up. Well, I meant it.
If you're thinking of taking such a step, I'd suggest another method. This might be bad, you know. Men don't like their women scarred.
I'll show you. You dirty rotten... Oh! Hey.
Grana. Grana. Grana, Grana! Oh, Lord! Ben! Must be Matthew. What'll I do? I must do something, but what? The ottoman. I'll put her in the ottoman and nobody will know. Oh, gotta take the dagger. Just a minute! Gotta clean the blood off this dagger. There. Yeah, put it back. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Just a minute. Oh, hello, Matthew.
Stephen, I was just leaving my apartment upstairs when I heard something. And there's your landlord. I thought, my dear man, you look ghastly. What on earth have you been doing?
Doing? No, nothing.
Are you sure? Do you mind if I have a drink, Stephen?
Help yourself.
Thanks. You gave me quite a fright just now.
Oh? Ah.
When you didn't answer the door. In fact, I had to summon up all my courage to come in at all.
Good heavens, why?
I don't know. I should have said, I wondered if you would answer the door.
Why shouldn't I answer the door?
I thought perhaps you might have got tired of it all. Or whatever people get tired of when they make up their minds to blow their brains out. I was quite prepared to find you dangling someplace.
Why should I want to hang myself?
Well, I heard a rather loud gasp, almost a scream. You know, the kind of a scream you expect a woman to give when she finds her lover dead.
Oh, it's probably a wild party across the street.
Strange. I could have sworn it came from here.
Well, it didn't. Well, Matthew, I don't want to turn you out.
By the way, is Grenna here?
Grenna? Good Lord, no.
I could have sworn I heard you coming in with her a few minutes ago.
Well, you're wrong. Now, Matthew, you must go.
Oh, must I? I was hoping we could chat a while tonight. Anniversaries are so fast, don't you think?
Anniversary? What anniversary is this?
It's yours. 4 years ago tonight, you came to live here. Remember? 4 years ago tonight, necessity forced me to become a landlord. And I rented you this bottom apartment.
Well, this house was certainly too big for one person. What are you staring at, Matthew?
Knife, dagger you've got on the wall there.
What about it?
I don't know. There's something. Oh, yes. You've cleaned it or polished it or something. It's shining so brightly.
Well, it's your imagination. Now, Matthew, I do wish you'd get out.
Well, I must say you're most inhospitable.
I've got to meet Jan. Oh,
Jan's coming back? Oh, my dear Stephen, you should have told me. Oh, well, what's this?
Huh? What's wrong?
That handkerchief in your breast pocket. Oh. It's covered with blood.
Yeah, I cut myself on a glass. You
cut yourself rather badly from the looks of the blood. Where'd you cut yourself?
My wrist.
Well, let me look at it. You know, these things can be dangerous.
No, I'm all right. Let me alone.
Well, if you insist.
Good night, Matthew.
Yes. Good night.
Oh, thank heavens he's gone. Now, I'll have to go meet Jan first, but then I can get rid of the body later.
Stephen? Stephen? Gone. Now, I must find out why that man was so nervous and why he kept staring at the ottoman. Now, let's have a look. It's Grenna. Grenna! Good Lord!
Come on in, dear.
Ah, Stephen. Home at last. Well, it doesn't look too bad, darling.
Oh, you know it's a mess. I wish you had given me a few hours to clean up a bit. Men aren't good housekeepers, you know.
Stephen, you'll have me thinking you didn't really want me to come home.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, Jan, if you had only never gone.
Well, I'm back now, darling.
Yes, yes, you're back, and it's wonderful. Jan, I love you. I really do. You know that. Who could that be? Hello. Hello, Matt.
Jan, my dear.
Hello.
Oh, you're looking even more beautiful than when you went away.
Well, I must be because I'm so happy to be back with Steve. Has he been bad while I was gone?
Jan, much as I hate to drive that light of ecstasy from your eyes, Stephen has had a ravishing blonde up here every night of the week.
Oh, what more, I believe you. Well, Stephen, you and Matthew chat while I freshen up a bit. I won't be too long.
She's beautiful. Perfectly beautiful. You know, Stephen, if I were 10 years younger, I'd take her away from you.
No chance.
Am I as bad as all that? I came down, Stephen, because I seem to be hearing too many things tonight. Remember how I thought I heard Grenna with you earlier? There's nothing worse than an imagination, unless it's a conscience. Stephen, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, there's something wrong.
I tell you, there's nothing wrong. Well, Matthew, I must write some letters.
I must say, Stephen, you're not at all the genial host tonight. Whenever I'm alone with you, you spend all your time thinking of schemes to get rid of me. I really brought you an important message.
Well, what is it?
I have a friend who has lots of money. He said you always wanted to get rid of that ottoman, and he wants to buy one.
Oh, so?
So I sold him yours.
Mine? But I'm afraid I couldn't...
Don't be silly. You've always complained about that ottoman being an eyesore. You can't have any reason for not wanting to sell it, can you?
Oh, of course not. As far as I'm concerned, you can take the thing out tonight.
Can I? Oh, what's this book lying on it? Crime and its consequences. What a pedantic title. But interesting, isn't it, Stephen? Uh-huh. Listen to this passage. No murderer can boast he has committed the perfect crime if the body of his victim is discovered. Stephen, doesn't murder fascinate you?
Well,
of course it does. Everyone loves a murder. And shall I tell you why? It's because they think that the murder can never touch them. You, for instance. You can't possibly imagine yourself being involved in a murder, can you?
I suppose not.
But why not? Stephen, why did you tell me that Grenna wasn't up here tonight?
Why? Because she wasn't here.
Shall I tell you how I know she was up here, Stephen? By her scent. Jasmine.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, she was here, but only for a few minutes, and then I made her leave. I thought it wiser, what with Jan coming home.
And she left without a scene. Then she must be waiting for you somewhere else.
Oh, that's what you suspect. I'm sorry, Matthew, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Well, I feel better. What's the big joke?
Well, I've just accused your husband of planning to lead a double life with another woman. Apparently, he finds it amusing.
Ah, oh, the ravishing blonde. Where do you think he's keeping her, Matthew?
Well, from the way he's been acting tonight, you'd think he was keeping her right here. Perhaps in that ottoman.
I've had all your idle talk I can stand, Matthew. You refuse to take a hint to leave, so now get up!
Stephen!
It's all right, Jack.
Really?
I can understand how a man becomes irritable under certain circumstances. Well... Well, I'll see you both later.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jan, but... He does get on my nerves. Besides, I'm upset tonight. I gave my wrist quite a gash.
Oh, darling, let me see. Oh, how did you do that?
The refrigerator. You know how those ice trays jam. It bled a good deal. Oh. The way it aches, I think it's become infected.
Well, let's put some iodine on it.
Huh? Iodine? There isn't any.
Yes, there is, dear. At least there was something in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, well, it's gone.
Well, let me take a look.
Oh, I looked. There is none, Jan. I guess I'd better find a drugstore and get some, although I don't feel much like going out.
Well, I'll go, darling.
Oh, Jan, would you?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you could take the car. I hate to ask you to do this, Jan.
It's all right. I know you hate to drive at night, and I'm quite good at it. I don't want my newfound husband to die on me.
Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Now, don't drive too fast.
No, I won't.
20 minutes. Now, gotta get Grinner's body out of here. I'll get that old trunk out of the back room, put the body in it, then carry the trunk down to the car. I've got to hurry. This darn trunk is heavy. Oh, that must be Matthew again. I won't answer. Maybe he'll go away. Good. I think he'd left.
Hello, is anyone home?
Matthew! Where did you get the key to my door?
Well, Stephen, after all, I am your landlord.
Get out! Get out!
I don't like your attitude, Stephen.
My attitude?
Yes, Stephen, your attitude. I think you're up to something, and I want to know what it is. What's more, I don't intend to leave here until I find out.
All right, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. What am I up to?
That I won't know until I find a clue. But I... Oh, well, I think I've found a clue. Of course. There's a trunk over there against the wall. The proverbial trunk.
Still think I'm moving in somewhere with Grinner?
No, not exactly. But the trunk is there, ready to receive the body. How grim and ominous.
Oh, really, Matthew, you're a bore.
Yes, Stephen. And perhaps you're a murderer. Perhaps I arrived just in time to keep you from removing the body of the girl from its present hiding place and putting it into that trunk.
You better go sleep it off, Matthew. You've had too much to drink.
No. Let's reconstruct our problem. Let's see. I have it. A husband is entertaining his girlfriend in his apartment. Suddenly, the husband learns that his wife is returning. There's a quarrel and a loaded revolver. No, a knife. Perhaps that very knife there on that wall, that dagger.
You certainly do suffer from imagination.
No. The fear in your eyes betrays you. Confess, Stephen. Confess that you're keeping the body of Grenna in that ottoman.
Yes, it's full of bodies.
I'm not concerned about the number of bodies, but with one body. The body of Grenna. Is it in the ottoman?
Yes, if you like, yes.
I know it is, Stephen. Because I came back here while you were out meeting Jan, and I did look inside the ottoman.
Huh?
And it gave me quite a scare.
You looked?
Yes, Stephen. I suppose I could have saved you a certain amount of fear and anguish, but I must confess I enjoyed watching your emotions. Now, I'm going to call the police.
Matthew.
Hmm?
Matthew, you wouldn't kill me. Send me to the electric chair.
Why not? I pay taxes to provide, among other things, for a state executioner.
Matthew, I'm asking you for my life.
Your life? And what of the life of that poor girl there in that ottoman? One moment she was warm and alive. The next she lay cold and dead. You sit there whining and cringing for your miserable life. Oh, no, Stephen. I will not spare you.
No, wait, Matthew. I didn't mean to kill her. It was an accident.
Accident? Who'll believe that? A man stabs his sweetheart the same night his estranged wife returns. Oh, really, Stephen? Really?
Matthew, think of Jan. You once said you'd do anything for her.
Hasn't it occurred to you that perhaps Jan might find consolation with me?
You?
Yes. Is that so fantastic?
You mustn't send me to the chair, Matthew. I'm afraid.
What of it? We're all afraid. I can remember as a small boy thinking about death. I used to lie in my bed and I'd wonder what it would be like if I didn't wake up the next morning. It gave me a peculiar sensation to frighten myself.
Then you couldn't turn me in.
No, but I could.
Matthew.
To my mind, the greatest of all emotions is to feel other people suffer.
No.
I'm the sort of a man who likes to stand outside a prison in the gray mist of an execution.
No, Matthew.
To see the poor wretch taken from his cell and hear the prison clock chiming the hour of his deliverance.
Stop! You've got to have mercy!
But you're wrong, Stephen. I don't have to have mercy. You listen to me. You're going to die, Stephen. Do you hear? You're going to die.
Thank you. Matthew, you can't turn me over to the police. I'll kill myself first. I'll kill myself.
What? And keep me from the pleasure of seeing you squirm in court? Oh, no, Stephen. You're going to die properly and legally.
And after that, Jan
oh,
and
Matthew,
I will...
Matthew, can't we talk this over like civilized human beings?
Of course.
Let's sit down and be rational. Let's have a drink.
Drink?
That's a wonderful idea. Shall I fix them?
No, I shall. I'm the host.
Oh, yes. And I'm the guest, and it's about time you treated me like one. Wait. No, wait. It's not like you to be so generous pouring your drink, Stephen. It's just occurred to me that I can't see exactly what you're doing. You're not putting deadly nightshade into my drink, are you?
Don't be silly. Here's your drink, Matthew.
Well, I don't like to appear to have a suspicious nature, Stephen. But I think I will feel better if we exchange glasses.
But...
No. I insist. Here. You take my glass, I'll take yours. There.
I insist on having my glass back, Matthew.
No.
You must not drink from that glass.
And I insist that I must drink from that glass. Your health.
Matthew, no.
It's excellent, Stephen. Now I feel a generous mood coming on me. Perhaps I shall leave off tormenting you soon. You know, I've enjoyed myself more in the past hour than I have in years.
Have you, Matthew?
And would you like to know why? Because, Stephen, I've hated you for as long as I can remember. Hated you and envied you. Because you've always had the things I wanted. Plenty of money. Jan. Even Grenna.
But you never showed it.
Mm. Especially I hated you for your way with women. They like you. They've never liked me. Yet I love women. And I desire them. And I'm strong. You weak, cowardly...
Have you quite finished, Matthew?
Something's wrong. Stephen, you... You've poisoned me.
Ah, no, Matthew. You poisoned yourself. You insisted on switching the glasses. I tried to stop you.
Stephen, you can't. It's all a horrible mistake. Save me, Stephen. Save me. You mustn't let me die. They'll hang you for murder.
They'll hang me anyway for killing Grenna.
But Grenna's not dead. Look. In the ottoman.
Not dead? What are you talking about? She's gone. Her body's not here.
Yes. Yes, I know. You only wounded her last night. I found her and took her to my apartment. And the two of us thought we would teach you a lesson. You're not a murderer, Stephen. Yes.
Matthew. Hello?
Stephen, this is Grenna.
Grenna?
Yes, Stephen. I'm alive. I'm here alive. Stephen, let me speak to Matthew. Stephen, hello?
Matthew, did you hear her? She wants to speak to you when you're dead.
Be able to use my car anymore.
But don't worry, honey, a Sunday that's sunny and we'll go out of before.
On a bike built for two, I'll go riding with you. We'll go rolling along.
It's the grandest machine, doesn't need gasoline. Just go rolling along.
we'll go riding in rhythm. The breeze singing love's sweetest song. Over valley and hill, there is no greater thrill than Rollio rolling.
Rollio rolling.
Rollio rolling along.
Tommy Tomabe, he knew she was no baby to spend the day on a hike. And he'd become lazy and thought hiking crazy when two could ride on a bike.
Let's be patriotic, honey, on a day that's sunny. We'll be saving gas and we'll be saving money. Rollio, rolling along.
Rollio, rollio.
We need rubber for the nation in this situation. If we want some recreation, we can go rollio, rolling along.
Rollio, rollio.
I'll be seeing lots of you while we're riding together.
As I help you build a rubber, we can't go wrong.
So get on your bike and paddle and load from Mother Nature, telling everyone to go roll-de-o,
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 roll-de-o, roll-de-o, rolling along.
I have flown. I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers.
And you are listening to Radio Masterpieces on Valley 103.1, serving Duval, Carnation, and Redmond Ridge. The door is slowly closing for Radio Masterpieces, but be sure and tune in again next week from 9 to 10 p.m. to listen to more wonderful mysteries from the 1940s and 50s. This is Bruce Kaplan signing off. Radio Masterpieces is a Seattle Miracle Incorporated production.